Her name was Grace. It fitted her, considering the wonderful story of God's grace in her life. Grace enjoyed an exciting show business career, having worked with such stars as Marilyn Monroe, Jack Lemmon, Robert Stack. Grace was sexually assaulted by one of the studio executives. Plus, the memories of her childhood pain that she had carried for years tipped Grace into a self-destructive binge of alcohol, drug addiction, and compulsive sexual behavior. And over the next 10 years or so, she nearly succeeded in destroying herself. The pain of the assault, she drank booze, she took pills because she wanted to blot out the hurt. She wanted to die. She experienced constant feelings of fear, accompanied by frequent hallucinations and blackout, was reduced to sitting on a skid row curb in downtown LA, drinking gin and cheap wine straight out of the bottle. Finally, she was admitted to a hospital in Los Angeles. Grace thought, "I have to stop drinking, but I don't know how to stop drinking." A friend invited her to a 12-step recovery program. She met other people who were also powerless against their addiction, but who had been able to make a clean break from alcohol by relying on God as their strength. Grace discovered that God was there and that God cared for her. Her drinking stopped the very first night she attended the meeting. She was relying on the higher power, as many of those in the 12-step programs do, relying upon the unknown God for her recovery to keep her sober on a day-to-day basis. God brought a Christian into her life. Soon thereafter, Grace Whitney received Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Grace is an ambassador for Christ. She appears on radio and TV, goes into recovery group meetings and women's prisons, counseling other women with addictions. She is not only a woman named Grace, but she is also the very fragrance of God's grace, testifying wherever she goes to the power of God to transform and redeem a human life. God took all of the bitter experiences of Grace's life, her childhood pain, the experience of being sexually assaulted, the degrading experience of being addicted to booze and pills and sex, of nearly ending her life on Skid Row, and transformed them into the sweet fragrance of His own grace. And that is what God wants to do in your life. Regardless of your past, regardless of the sins that you have committed, God's purpose for every human life is not merely that he would be saved for the great hereafter, but that we would be salvaged, restored, and put into service in the great here and now. God is still in the grace business, the business of forgiving, the business of lifting us up out of the mess we have made of our lives and putting us back into service for Him. Remember the story of Grace Whitney. God was able to raise her from a skid row curb and fill her with a joy and a new purpose. If you are away from God today, you feel that hunger to get back to God, God can do something just as wonderful in your life as he did for Grace, because it is of his amazing grace. All hail. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.